Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this wonderful word. It's just portraying the perfection and the beauty and the heart you have for what has been done so that we can be the pure virgins, we can be the bride of Christ and experience the life, the treasures, the path, the truth that is laid up for us so as to have the joy of salvation, the joy of our name written in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1 and 2. I wish you would bear with me while I indulge in a little foolishness, but indeed you are bearing with me as you read this. I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, because I have promised you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
Hallelujah. Isn't this a beautiful word? And here we can see, you know, what Paul's calling was, is to get people to see the perfection of what has been done, because it's God that has done this. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom. So it's first that it's God that's done this, and he's brought you into Christ, and now in Christ. And then it's portrayed like a marriage. You have got this. It's not going to come when you die or one day when Jesus comes again. That when he comes again, it's finished. Amen? Then the sheep and the goats have had to separate. Then you're either a sheep or a goat. So this has happened. You have been washed. You have been justified through this wonderful work of God. And then the word, listen to what the word says, guys. Build on the word, not on these clever teachings that have come into this church and that to put things off and keep you away from this wonderful relationship to get faith and then for him to perfect that which he has given to you. He's the author and the perfecter. But when you listen to a lot of the deception out there, you fall for it and you don't receive the perfection of the faith. That's why Jesus says he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. But who does he give it to? Those that love his word. Back to John chapter 14. If you love me, I will come and make my home with you. And my Father will come as well. And John 12. If you turn away from this worldly nonsense and the lies and the deception and the false prophets and the false teachings, he says, and you follow me as my disciple, the Father will also honor you. So these are realities that are here, guys, and not taken hold of because of ears that are too quick to hear deception, too quick to put off this glorious hope. Hope is expectations, the glorious expectations. In the nearly 40 years I walked with the Lord, everything he has said to me, in the quietness, as I draw close, he is fulfilled. And that's what he wants for you. And that's why he says, you are a wise virgin. And when you know he's going to come, he's going to manifest himself, he's going to reveal himself. Remember that. Today, we've got a lot of virgins that don't believe this because of wrong teachings out there. And then they had to hold on to that extra oil. Hebrews 10 tells us you have need of endurance. So what is endurance? Faith and patience. You have the faith, you must also have the patience. And then those that have the faith and the patience and keep looking and persevering and building character, that's the thing, that's where character gets developed, are the ones that experience the Lord. The foolish ones, the foolish virgins don't. These are realities. The kingdom is here. That's a kingdom parable, guys. So take note, guys, and that is personal. You need to draw close. You need to hear. Who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And I've not given you the spirits of this world, but the Spirit of God so as to know, be aware of, and hear from, and believe and persevere and receive the blessings of a new and wonderful covenant that is taking you closer to the plan of God and bringing about the great and precious promises in your life from glory to glory. So guys, be blessed in that day. You are married. Yeah, that's the scripture. You are married to another. Romans 7 verse 4. You married to another to bear fruits unto God. And then verse 6 tells you how you need to have the Spirit, you need to be in the Spirit, and you need to be led by the Spirit. And then persevere, like the other parables to talk about patience, you inherit the promises. That parable he gave us about the wise and the foolish virgins, there you need to have that extra faith so as to persevere, build character, become that which God is showing you. That is what is happening. You are being transformed into his glory, from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, arise and shine. Move closer with the zeal of the Lord, not the zeal for the Lord that everyone can give you and you can also have, but the zeal of the Lord is when he gives it to you. He lights a fire. He builds his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.